Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful program. Today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And today's date, if you're listening to an archive, is the 30th of April, 2011. Let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. And you can only go to the Lightship when you're live on the program. So if you are listening to an archive, you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy throughout the Lightship healing session coming up here in the next couple of minutes. I'm going to bring in some of the energy of peace. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. And bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, if you would. If you're new, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, about an inch or so on the scroll bar, see the light beam, and you can watch it change energies. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1. This is how we command your spirit to connect you to your heart center with your thoughts, your awakening consciousness. That way you're out of judgment and you're in source energy with your spirit in your heart center. So I'm going to drop down here. This you should be doing daily anyway, but if you're a newcomer, this is what we do. You can be in your heart center within probably 20 seconds. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. A few more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, that feels good to me. So let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And you can bring along your animals and pets, your plants, your flowers, your garden, your trees if you wish. And you want to think of one particular situation that you're dealing with for physical healings. And when you go to the Lightship, you're going to actually see if you're a seer. The light beams there. They'll take energies that we have here of physical bodies that we're accustomed to seeing, because they're going to be incarnating at some point after the ascension time into these life forms. And they won't necessarily be on planet Earth here. So here we go. Let's go to the Lightship. And I'll count to five to do that. And just take note right now of how things around you feel. And everything that normally would have an emotional energy on it should become neutralized when you go to the Lightship. So just check out maybe things around you, TVs, maybe your end table, your computer. And you're going to notice that you have an energetic connection to them. Once you go to the Lightship, they're all disconnected. Here we go. Going up, I'm down to five to command the energy. You're going to feel a connection from the Lightship to you as this counting process starts to take place. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now you're on the Lightship, so let's go to the first room here. And it will take requests on the fast chat. I'll probably maybe do 5 requests for people. So the ones that come on the earliest here will have the request answered here. So here we go. Let's go into the room, which has... looks like they want to deal with blood tonight for people. So let's do a liver cleansing and a light infusion into your blood. This will be amber blood, so here it comes. This is a very special night, looks like. And we're going to be doing this. We normally do this on the ascension calls. So this is the amber blood coming. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll go on to another location. And you can feel your liver energy right now as they start to do a cleansing for that for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go in and see the dolphins. And here they come. We're in a pool of water right now. There's three dolphins coming. So you can do your dolphin swimming. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'm seeing dogs and cats. So I'm going to see some little kitties and little puppies coming. So they'll be putting their paws on you for healing. Remember, you want to request your healing because the light only sees you in pure perfection, does not judge you. So you must request a healing for what you think you'd like to have change. Just think of one thing tonight. So here we go. Here comes the dogs and cats. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room we go into is the centrifuge room. And the centrifuge room is where they can help eliminate some of our like emotional problems, situations in our life. So this is a special room. It's silver. It'll start to spin right now, and we're bringing the lack energy to help you out. And the lack energy may feel heavy at first, and then it'll start to lighten up as these thought forms are being released from your body. So here we go. Lack energy is coming. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request for healing because the light always sees you in perfection, does not judge itself, and you're part of the light, so it can't ever judge you. Let's do a clearing here. I see it for eyesight, so we'll go into a room for that here. And this is more like alien critters, a parasitic life form, so let's get these out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do their carcasses. These are the ones that died in your eyes. So getting rid of those. So I use the word stronger to do that. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into the white light room and also the silver room. Silver room is used for a lot of healing on a light ship. Here we go. In both rooms here, we're in many rooms at one time, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request here for elephants. So let's go and have some elephant healing. Watch out for your toes. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And request your healings. And we'll work with sinuses tonight. So if you have a problem or concern there, maybe it could even be nasal drip. We'll see if we can help you out with that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this is the silver energy helping you with this healing process here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I like to see the bumblebees, so let's go in the bumblebee room. Here they come. We can ride on them just like going to Disneyland riding Dumbo, you know, but they still have Dumbo. At least when I was younger, they had Dumbo. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and you're flying around. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. Let's go into a room that has the gold energy. This would be the gold energy in the hot tub rooms. So request healing. This is helping you to detoxify your body. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to one final room here. And I want to see, let's go to where the bears are. So here comes the bears. These are black bears. One, two, three, four, and five. And they want some more energy brought forth. So stronger, stronger, request for healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And at the workshop today that I had here in Omaha, I brought in the energy of Hawaii, so we'll just bring that in for everybody so you can have a little vacation in Hawaii. So here comes the energy that would be in Hawaii. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in some special oxygen that would be in Hawaii, too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, everybody. So you're thanking the doctor teams now for working with you. We've been in many, many rooms. There's probably about 20 that we've been in tonight that I haven't mentioned, plus the ones that we just got through talking about. So just see how your body's feeling. And you're thanking the light being doctors. The healings are between you and them. And we're coming down now with our animals, pets, and trees, garden, plants coming down. I'll count to five and notice that you're going to feel the densities get increased inside of your room as you come down. So here we go. One, coming down, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. Hope these healings helped you tonight. We do these same healings Mondays and Friday nights for $20 for 1 hour. And next month we're having our special healing marathon for body rejuvenation. It's $20 of healing for $200, and your spouse, if you want, is half price. And children under 18 are free. That'll be starting on, I believe, the 14th, which is Saturday. And then the next Sunday, we start the eight-hour calls. So it's 4 hours on that first or second Saturday of the month. And then on, I think, the 15th, we start the eight-hour calls for three consecutive Sundays. That'd be the 15th, 20th, and 29th. Then we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that are inside of your body. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Annika, are you out here somewhere in cyberspace?
Yes, Ron, and hello, everyone. It's great to be out here in cyberspace and join all of you on Saturday night going to the Lightship. And if you enjoyed this trip we did just now, which is sort of a shorter sample, as you heard, there's many times and opportunities that you have that you can join the Creation Lightship and Ron. So like he mentioned, it's coming up in the middle of May there, 14th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And if you can't be on them, you can always be an absentee. It's always good to know that you don't actually have to be on the whole time. So we're having a wonderful experience where Ron is right now at the Omaha Health, Wellness, and Fitness Expo. So if you can make it tomorrow, well, actually, it's already May 1st. I saw that Marie R. was mentioning on the East Coast there. So join us in Omaha, Nebraska. Ron is still at the Expo. And the Light Infusion Healing Chamber is there. It's fantastic. And you can also experience having your aura photo taken and see what Ron has to say. There was a workshop today and also one tomorrow. So that's going to be at 11 o'clock there. There's some great comments on the fast chat, as usual. Thank you all for sharing. some people just love that energy from Hawaii. That was fantastic. And I must say, I really like that one. Yes, there is Dumbo still at Disneyland. Thank you, Kathy. And it's good to know. So Kathy was also asking, requesting a clearing for robotic energy on feet. Ron, can we do anything for that?
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. So this is a robotic clearing. This is also on the website to get rid of the robotic energies associated with you. So it's like an interface clearing of how the aliens connect to your body, and they put in the program. So it's a little complicated, but we'll do a sample here tonight. So let's work on our, we'll work on our hips here, okay? Your ball and sockets here, and also your muscles, and we'll work on down. So here we go. Left side, taking away the energies here. This is the remote control stuff that the aliens are doing to you. Remember I mentioned before that if you see consecutive numbers all the time, it could be anything, you know, like 1, 2, 3 on your clock or something like that. The main one here is 11-11. That's the program, and the aliens are turning your physical body, your head around, to look at the clock to see if their program is working. And if it is working, then you're going to see 11-11. And that's what's happening. So everybody has these programs in them, and the robotic clearing can help to eliminate these. So here we go. Working on your right ball and socket now on your hips. Here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Going down now to both knees. And also working on our muscles here. So you might feel tingles. If you feel tingles, that's just your spirit energy reconnecting more with you, giving you a healing. Remember, the light ship needs your spirit in your body to do healings with. If your spirit is outside of your body, you will not have a healing. So that's why you need to have your spirit with you. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago, is to bring more of your spirit energy to you so that you could do the ascension. And you have to have your body cleansed of negative energies, which you would call judgment, from your ancestors out to have your body do the ascension. So here we go. Working now down to our ankles. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do our feet. So we'll work on the bottom of our feet. Let's do the heels first here. Releasing energy from the heels here. Robotic programs, okay, working with the complete bottom of the foot now, and now I'll work with your toes, and there we go. Okay, so just see how that feels, everybody. We've had a beep, I don't know if it's my phone or not, being on the cell, but if there is a beep, and somebody is beeping us, if you can come on now, that'd be great. If not, we'll continue here.
Hi, Rob.
So anybody out there? Yeah, hi, okay.
Hi.
How can we help?
I have a question about, I don't even know what you'd call it. I would think of something along the lines of the moral, M-O-R-A-L, the moral question of killing someone outright or killing them slowly. It would seem to me that with the lightship's decision to get rid of the ETs that killed all those people in Japan, that was pretty cut and dried, you know. They're murderers, and they were removed. Here you've had the example of, like, even yourself lately seeing 18 chemtrails in the sky. Well, the chemtrails are poisoning our soils, so we won't be able to feed our world, and they're slowly killing all the people that are breathing the chemicals. So my question is, why doesn't the light ship choose to act on people that are murdering us slowly, just like they did with those that outright attacked us?
Well, that's a very good question. I know that I don't have any information on that typically, because the light ship is not working in that area. Typically, so I don't know you know, normally that would be like an ascension type of energy that would be cleared away. But I do understand your question, but I have not been prompted to do anything there. I do think that the military that's now fighting the aliens could very possibly, since we're looking at people back in, say, the 40s, early 40s, that are in boot camp, as they look at the skies here, they may look at the skies as, gee, you know, there's awful a lot of crop dusters up there trying to, you know, poison the people. You have to remember a lot of people were farmers back then. So they know that planes would do aerial spraying probably back then. And they may see that also as, like, why are they doing this? So it's more of a situation, I think, where the people that live here will probably take care of the situation. But I do understand your question there, and I don't have any energy that's coming to me to help with this situation. It's like almost like a zero for me when I look at it. I also am frustrated by looking at it also, having 18 chemtrails here in Omaha, Nebraska, which I've never seen before in my life when I counted them. And the sky is just like a milky blue color, the milk being the white chemtrails. So
it gives you such a feeling of helplessness. We had a period a few weeks back where I looked up a couple days in a row, and there was like 8 or 9 of them over a certain part of town, not directly overhead, but I could see them right next to where we were. And I remember just the feeling of powerlessness, emptiness, that here's these people. I know they're spraying poison on me. There's no place I can go where I can't breathe it. And yet they keep getting away with it, getting away with it, getting away with it, and they're doing it more and more, and it doesn't stop, it doesn't stop. They poisoned the oceans. I understand the BP thing might have been just an excuse to put all the correction in the ocean, which poisoned all the marine life, poisoned all the people near the shores. There's rescue workers down in the Gulf. They're dying from these fumes and things. So they're outright murdering people, but they're doing it slowly. So I'm just wondering what the dynamics are that CLS would act in one case, but not in this other one, because it seems to be the same bad actors, the same scenario, the same people, the minions, the agents of the ETs who want to destroy the world or whatever they're doing to it. If they can't have it themselves, they want to destroy it. And so I'm wondering about the decision-making process on the lightship. Is there like a group consensus, or do one of the 12 energies says enough is enough, do this? I mean, how does that come down to where you're told to act?
I don't have an answer for that, Ed. I just don't. But I am concerned, and very concerned. So all I can tell you is that what I'm picking up right now is that the military that is the good military will say the ones that are fighting the aliens will possibly help out here. But that's about all that I'm getting at this present moment. So, yeah, I do have, kind of that same frustration seeing these things and knowing that it's harming people. And it's for me, kind of hard to stay in neutrality with it because I know that the end result is not good. So,
yeah, exactly. Like if the radiation, if the radiation spreads and that sort of thing, everyone's just going to get sick. And I often have felt my whole life, whenever I looked at this question of why don't the good ETs help, well, since meeting you, I found out a lot more why, because a lot of the good ETs are in the prison just like we are. But the real question was, I was thinking it more from a spiritual perspective, if those are the higher planes. And, not using the word spirit at the moment, just the way I used to think about it. Those are the higher planes, the angels, the messengers from God, whatever. I would think that if they were here and they looked up the other day like I did at the sky and they felt as empty and hopeless and abused as I did, that we'd get a lot more action a lot quicker. Do you think that's got anything to do with it?
I don't know. I wish I could say yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any energy brought forth to me to do any kind of energy work on that quite yet. So I just can't help out.
I was just curious about the process. You know, the longer it goes, the worse it's going to be. So that's why I was hoping to put some thought, energy into this area so that maybe someone could say, you know, if I was one of those people like Ed or Ron or anybody else listening to this call, and they were flying over my house spraying this stuff, you know, I might be a little more concerned than I am right now, all safe and sound on the higher dimension. I understand what you're saying, though, Ron, and thank you for putting some energy on it.
Yep, so I am concerned, but so far nothing has come down the pike here to deal with it. And what I can say is that the World War II soldiers and the World War I soldiers might react differently to what's happening now since they came back in time to fight the aliens, and they may see these chemtrails here as they look at them as who is doing this to humanity and why. And so it's kind of up to them to do this, which could be why they're here, you know.
Uh-huh.
So thank you, Ed, for calling.
Oh, sure thing. Thank you for answering.
Okay, you're welcome. So, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next thing. So I see that Jean was asking about something odd going on with stars and how many show up in different timelines. So will timeline crashing help release this? Somehow the stars put us in different timelines is how Jean is feeling.
Okay, yeah, in a sense, yes. So you are viewing the stars in different timelines. So as you crash some of your emotional energies by doing the timeline crashing, you may be actually eliminating stars on your particular timeline. So that's a good thing. So if you're seeing less stars, hooray, that's wonderful, because it means that everybody out there who is doing timeline crashing is helping everyone else, and that timeline, or that should say the aliens controlling a timeline that would be from a star, or they show up as a star. Maybe it could be a complete alien race, a group of aliens, or one alien, or who knows what. But that star is projecting energy here. That's why it's a star, or why it looks like a star. And once you crash some of that energy of a timeline on your emotions, then all of a sudden the star could actually be terminated and disappear. So, yes, you could look up in the sky some nights and see less stars than others. Very, very possible. So, let me see here. Did a healing today on a wonderful lady who came, and she had an implant that we worked on in her neck. So I want to do some more work on that here, because she may be listening here. And here we go. So we'll just do a finish up on this here. So taking some more energy away here. And if you do have an implant yourself, which you very possibly could, everybody, we'll have your spirit look at one of these that you may have. And we're going to be taking one implant away from you. And you might feel your body changing slightly. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release one implant. Remember, these are controlling devices. They could be working in your body some way, typically against your free will. And if your body doesn't want it, your spirit will know and will get rid of it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's being released now from you. You might feel chills. You might feel yourself changing maybe body positions, different posture. Now we're going to do spirit infusion to get your spirit more fully integrated. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, Annika, you can see what's on the fast chat here.
Yeah, see, since we mentioned Jean here, I was just going to continue and say that Jean is also mentioning that it's very interesting, an interesting stillness that presents itself when crushing timelines appearing as stars. So thank you for mentioning that. And yes, if you are new to this and you don't know about the timeline crushing, it's another clearing that we have been doing lots of lately. And you can do all these clearings on the website. It's www.creationlightship.com. And so much you can do on there. So just wanted to mention that if you're new and you don't know really what we're talking about. So as you can see, a lot of people on the fast chat is talking about that. And a lot of people also mentioned that they're feeling the presence of some of the good stuff that's going on, Ron. I don't know if you want to comment a little bit about... That's kind of my fast chat moved away here. But this Stephanie and Jean also sensing the good military presence very strong right now. So I know you talked a little bit today on your presentation here in Omaha, Ron.
Yeah, there's really, at this point, no updates that I can see at this point. Just that the World War II soldiers that was going through boot camp basically was told that, you know, the war ended. And then the timeline that they were on, which is, we'll say, our timeline, it was stopped. And they were transported into another timeline or transported into the future. And then they're being trained with much, much more sophisticated weapons to fight aliens. So they're back here now fighting the aliens to help the planet out, because naturally they were called upon by the people who live in the future, and they needed more help here. So remember, when you're in the future looking back, just like you are now, you can look back upon the past and see situations. And maybe they actually know much more about how to decode the Bible code by being more in the future, and they maybe were able to read into different code languages that we don't have present today. And I think most of this is because of what's happening in 2012, and they want to head that off of the alien attack here. So this is what I perceive is happening. But I have no more actual news updates about this here, except they're battling the aliens as we speak.
So another topic that comes up here, and maybe some people don't know that Princess Diana was linked to the Creation Lightship, and is, obviously. So we had a very special wedding that probably most people couldn't miss that was going on, and a few people were wondering a little bit if there was any connection with the Creation Lightship with that event.
Very interesting. I don't, right now I don't see anything special with the people that got married today as far as being from the Lightship or anything, even though Princess Diana was. As far as their DNA, that would not have any effect on who they are as far as the Lightship. So they're just regular people. Princess Diana was special with her spirit energy. But the physical people that, you know, got married today or whenever it was a few days ago, there would be really no link to them. It's very possible that her energy was, you know, maybe watching through some people here who've had clearings. That could be very possible if they were watching, you know, the television. The energy of her, you'd have to be pretty pure in having clearings done to have her actually step in to be with you. And if that happened to you, you're very, very blessed if you happen to feel her energy presence as you're watching the TV, to have a light being come into you automatically. So that's very nice. Let's do a clearing here for, I'll bring in Princess Diana. So here we go. Let's do that first here. So here she comes. And just sit back and relax. You can bring the light beam up if you wish on the monitor screen. And this is her spirit energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here she is. So just kind of enjoy the energy here. And I'll turn you back over. In fact, I'll do a clearing here for frustration, if people have any frustration during the week or maybe feeling helpless. So here we go. One, two, this would be also on the self-empowerment clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll turn back over to Annika here.
Yeah, thank you so much for the samples, Ron. And I can really feel that energy of Diana in the light being is always very strong. And yes, her energy of compassion is always, for me anyway, I always feel that very, very strongly. That's what comes across. So I saw Jane was mentioning that. So I hope you can feel that too, Jane. And somebody else here, Josh, was asking about shadow, so wanted to just, no, it was actually Trent, sorry. What is your definition of shadow-like beings seen as shadows? Where do they come from? I'm not sure exactly what Trent is talking about.
Very possibly it could be emotional bodies as you see them floating around. That's what I would probably say that it would be. It may look like a shadow. Those are what I call ghosts, and they attach to us. In fact, we'll just do a quickie clearing here. And we'll do a clearing for the emotional bodies that have attached to you if you have some kind of physical ache in your body. So here we go. We'll do this clearing, and maybe your physical problem may disappear. So here goes a clearing for this year. This is an entity clearing. And we have a whole lifetime one on the website, which is a very good clearing to have because it gets rid of entities throughout your whole life that's attached to you. But here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, turn it back over to you, Annika.
Joe was asking, is there any info on crop circles? So there's a lot of crop circles out here in the fields in Omaha, Nebraska. Is there anything you can tell us about that, Ron?
Boy, not too much. I haven't had the energy come to me about crop circles. I do know that orbs are very negative. But as far as dealing with them, looking at them, that's not my forte quite yet. I'm here just to help people to get their spirit more in their body and to get rid of aliens that are here taking away your free will, free choice, and stealing your spirit, your soul out of your body. And harming you, and it gets even worse, but I won't go into that. But anyway, you know, that's what I'm here to do, is to get you more into wholeness, and that's why we have so many clearings that will allow you to get more spirit energy with you. This is what the show is all about, to clear away your densities. If this was Jesus talking in the terms in the Bible, he'd be saying these clearings are here to take away your sins. So I'll turn it back over to Annika.
And speaking about clearings, I know you were doing a little bit of the robotics. We also, you mentioned the self-empowerment and all these clearings you can do online. And there's a lot of information about them too. Of course, the timelines and a lot to read on the website. So another clearing that's really popular to do for your whole lifetime that you can do online is the infection healing clearing or the infection clearing. And Demo is asking for a sample of that clearing.
Oh, boy. Possession, huh?
No, infection.
Infection. Okay, infection is better. So let's do a infection body here. So here we go. And remember, you have a body that's inside of your physical body, which we call the mind of the body. And the mind of the body is there to help this here. So here we go. Help out the mind of your body. You might feel a lot of energy get surged into you right now as we kind of wake it up and put some light into it. Remember, this is very useful as you do the alien death barcodes on yourself. And that's if you're over 30, you want to do those typically because you've already had one. And each time you hit a barcode, your energy gets depleted, you know, at least 20% to maybe one half. And after you have about 3 barcodes, you just don't want to live any longer because you feel like you're suffering too much here. So, and you can override them naturally, but your mind and your body shuts off. So here we go. We're going to increase the energy just to help you out right now with your mind and your body. This is your internal healing. So you may want to bring up the light beam, and we'll bring the energy through the light beam here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in the Lightship Defense Fleet ship here, the Star Bethlehem. And here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And it's very possible that we have Marcia here, it looks like, asking about the huge protective energy around people. Very possibly that could be the United States military soldiers fighting off the aliens and knowing that you're attempting to connect to more light and the soldiers are helping to protect you from alien attacks. That's very, very possible. Remember, they're coming here to ward off these energies, so that could be part of it also. Remember, the light only comes to aid in the situation here with them, and they are using alien spacecraft that the Lightship has, say, collected from each ascension point as the dark side has come into the planet here, the planet's energy. So when they turn off the energy for each ascension point every 2,000 years, they also collect and give the aliens on these spaceships a choice to come into the light. If not, the aliens are terminated, but they are typically saving, I guess, so the way it looks now, the alien spacecraft. So there's a lot of these around, and the Lightship is able to bring forth this technology to help protect the United States military with these, say, flying saucers. remember, nobody can be killed or harmed in any way when they come back in time here. Because if they were to be harmed, we would lose the timeline. And this is why they are coming back, because they are seeing initially the people in, you know, the 2100s, and so they are actually seeing this timeline that they live on being destroyed by the aliens, which means that if we're destroyed here, just like the movie Battle L.A., Battle Los Angeles, then their timeline that is connected to our timeline, if we're destroyed, they're destroyed. So all future timelines that are connected to that would be in jeopardy. This is why they are coming back. So it's quite interesting. There's a lot of movies about this here. I think the first one out was probably the Terminator, as Arnold would come back, you know, to try to save the planet here, we'll say, from the bad aliens. There's been many, many movies since that brought forth. There's also movies on clones. The most recent one is the movie Source Code. That's been out for maybe a month now. So if you haven't seen Source Code, you're going to get a much better understanding of what I'm talking about. And then we have the movie Stargate and stuff. But Source Code is very good. And oddly enough, you know, these two movies, Battle LA and Source Code, are running at the same time. So that's a good awakening for a lot of people. So you can understand what's actually happening. And all this is real. What you see in sci-fi becomes actual science in the future, because the energy is being brought forth from mind energy, from sci-fi, and then people get connected to the mind energy of what they are channeling, and then we get inventions from the mind. And unfortunately, a lot of those inventions are doing us harm. Like I mentioned today, I think in my lecture that I had, one of the greatest people that was here who wanted to help out humanity, which normally is not talked about too much, is Nikola Tesla. And he brought in alternating current. And so his nemesis, we'll say, was Thomas Edison. So Thomas Edison, you know, wanted you to buy batteries, basically. And we all know what batteries cost, that they get used up. But that was his power source, was having batteries and having them charged up. And, you know, Nikola Tesla wanted to give free power to everything. Just think, if we had that technology today worldwide, you could have a car running, you know, on an electric motor, getting power from the atmosphere, just from just have an antenna coming up out of your car, probably. And we would not have pollution. So if you look at it, you know, the people in Japan with the problem that they had, and now it's worldwide with the radiation spilling out and everything else, you know, that's just because humanity chose the wrong way of doing and making electricity. And the wrong way to people who want to make money is the right way, because they want to have shareholders and to get rich off other people's energies in their wallets. So basically, if Tesla was here and now the governments were to change, we would have a much better way of life. Just think, if we had that invention of a car running off a little antenna, you know, probably back in the 60s, how wonderful that would be. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we're almost coming up to our end fairly soon, but we have a little bit of time. I just wanted to mention, thank you all for commenting on the fast chat. A lot of people really, really appreciate Diana's incredible energy. And Trent is saying, thanks, body feels very calm and less agitated. Thank you for commenting. And Frank says, this feels really neat. And I saw some other great comments there, so thank you all. And, yes, we definitely have a lot of help from what's going on right now, and also from everybody actually crashing timelines, because you might actually feel some of that going on, or even see it up in the sky with the different patterns that you can notice with clouds something, Ron, always. You speak a lot about that, Ron. And before I leave today, I really just want to comment also or bring up about the barcodes that Candy is asking about. I see that Candy says, I did 10 already, and I'm guessing you're talking about the death barcodes. So to make 11th barcode, should Candy start from the first or repeat the 10th?
Yeah, just start from the first and continue on. Most people have three, but some people have more than three. And you're going to know when you reach the end of it because you're going to feel that the healing is not working for you. So each barcode typically will take 2 hours to do. I do have people that have, started off by doing three, and they go, gee, I think I have one more, and they'll do one more, feel relief. And then maybe they'll check it maybe a month later and say, gee, I feel more energy. So they do another one and they feel better. So typically the barcodes are put in place by your natal chart. I initially thought that they would not be increased from that, but somehow the aliens may be putting some more on, off, and on. So if you do feel like you may need to do it, just ask your spirit, drop into your heart. Your body will tell you also. And from there, just do another barcode on that. And also do the emotional stress one. And that's a free clearing when you do the alien death barcode. So there's two clearings in that on that one page. You just change the radio button around and click on it so that you're doing the alien stress death barcode after you do the other one. And you should start to feel much better in your life. So our time is kind of coming to a close here. I would say that the United States military are just on a timeline. They're on the one that we're on here, but they're just slightly out of sync, we'll say, with what so we can't really see them. Just like the alien flat-bottom ship clouds are across the planet here. You can't really see an alien ship there, but you can see it has a flat bottom to it, and they don't move. So it's very interesting once you kind of start connecting dots and you say, gee, it's a windy day here, and, I open my car door and I got to hang on to it, or you open your car door and papers go flying around inside of your car and outside of your car or different things like that. You look up in the sky and the clouds aren't moving. Well, that's because they're not moving because they're ships. They're alien ships that are kind of like docked there, holding that space, much like a helicopter would be in a sense, and they're just not moving, and the clouds form around them in the atmosphere and detect that there's something there, a different energy. That's why the clouds form around them. So that's why we call them ship clouds. So anyway, it's getting time for me to close down here. So we'll just say thank you, Annika. Blessings to all of you. I'll bring in some peace energy for peaceful sleep. Since you might be back east, everybody who are back there, it's getting close to 1 o'clock. And so here comes some peaceful sleep energy. It'll be activated for the next hour. So if you're back in New York, just figure at 2 o'clock, the energy will stop. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there it is. I will say that if you're listening to the program and somehow you just heard for the first time that the United States military is fighting the aliens, you might even know that because you might be involved with it yourself. You might be older. Maybe they recruited you if you were in the military. So you could be a person that was in the military, having training, and they could have also taken you to do these battles. So you might actually feel that you're doing battles at night in your dreams or something like that, or you kind of sense that. You don't know how to put your finger on it because you're living here and you think, gee, I think I'm in battle. What's going on? Well, you could be actually called upon. You could be a veteran, and that could be happening to you. As the United States military is working with you on another timeline, bringing you into the future, training you with more advanced weaponry, and coming back here. And you can still be living a life here. Normally, they'll pick people that are from World War II, but I do think they can go a little bit further and get people that are, you know, maybe the Korean War, possibly, you know, Vietnam, maybe the Iraq War and stuff like this. So that could be a possibility. So if you do feel like you're doing something like that, very possibly you probably are. So this might connect some dots to you, okay, and for you, so you can understand what you're doing. And you probably will never have the information brought forth about what you're doing, you know, as far as how it works, but at least you can have some clarity about what's going on in your life. So thank you, Annika, for being with us tonight, and we'll be seeing you later, everybody. So blessings. Enjoy the wonderful, peaceful sleep energy.
Thank you all. Good night. Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Blessings.